USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Ukrainian President Zelensky expressing his thanks to the U.S. for passing the foreign aid package for Ukraine.
I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of that help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
President Biden announced that shipments of military aid will start reaching Ukraine within hours as Kyiv faces a shortage of munitions in its conflict with Russia. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. The Arizona House of Representatives has passed a bill to repeal a Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats have successfully advanced a bill that would eliminate the 1864 law, which had banned nearly all abortions. The legislation will now proceed to the state Senate, where it is anticipated to be approved early next month. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban. President Biden signed a bill into law on Wednesday that sets the stage for banning the social media platform if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
In a video posted on TikTok, CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing, but not defining. The national average price for a gallon of gas remains unchanged, AAA saying the average cost for a gallon of regular gas still stands at $3.66 across the country. The price consistent with last week, but 13 cents higher than a month ago. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Federal Trade Commission is banning non-compete agreements. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements, which stops them from working for competitors or starting a new competing business when leaving a job. That's about 30 million people. The rule would ban these agreements for workers and force companies to let current and past employees know they will not be enforced. Pro-business groups are expected to try to use legal action to block the rule from going into effect.
A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced on Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salaried employees to qualify for overtime. The department estimates that an additional 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule takes effect in January. Airlines will soon be required to provide refunds for canceled and significantly delayed flights. The Department of Transportation announced new rules Wednesday that mandate automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Additionally, refunds for checked bag fees will be mandatory if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. Airlines now have 6 months to comply with the new regulations. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.